Com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about what you want. Shows live 7 nights per week. So once again, you can join us on the phones at 855-453. 453. That's 1-855-450-3733. I was in court yet again this morning, and I'll have another court hearing on Thursday morning, where Daryl Perry, who's our Friday night host, is going to be in court for a speeding ticket. Excuse me, not speeding ticket. I've got a speeding ticket coming up soon. Daryl has a driving without registration ticket, so that should be interesting. And he's going to the same court you went to for your speeding ticket, Mark, up in Newport. And so we'll. What I wanted to relay to you was the continuing difficulty that activists are having here in New Hampshire. And I imagine this would apply anywhere, because it certainly applied in Massachusetts court yesterday when they wouldn't even let cameras in through the front door. In New Hampshire, we were able to get the cameras through the front door, but if you actually appeared to be using a recording device in any portion of the courthouse, they will swarm you like a pack of wild animals, and they will do whatever it takes to intimidate you into stopping and possibly arrest you as well if you do not stop. And that's exactly what happened today. The video footage I will post. I've said I would post it, and I will at some point here, over on our Twitter and Facebook, so you can see it for yourself. So let me give you more detail on what actually transpired. We get into the courthouse. We're in the court lobby. I filed my notice to record. My camera's in my bag. I don't have the ability to really challenge this stuff at the moment. I've got 5 open cases. James, however, James Cleveland, a newer mover to New Hampshire from Georgia, he has his camera in his hands, and he's also filing a notice to record. And he notices the head court bureaucrat, who I've never had an interaction with that I can recall, and I've been to this courthouse several times in Concord. The head court bureaucrat comes up and begins to, the security bureaucrat, begins to inform us that there is a 24-hour window that's required in order to file a notice to record a trial, and I immediately tell him that that is just not true. Yeah. And so let me give you some of the audio of what actually happened this morning.
Okay, we don't know how I'm going to set this up. Okay, you're required to give 24 hours.
That's not true.
But I'm just telling you what I promised. Whether you think it's true or not.
Well, I hope it's not true. I've been in this court.
It's not in our discussion. It's going before the judge. If the judge makes the decision no, it's not. If the judge makes the decision yes, only one person goes in. Only one gets
a notice.
Only one gets. I'm telling you what our policy is.
I understand you're telling me what you think your policy is.
I'm telling you what our policy is.
But it's a notice, and so you don't need to put your hand in my face.
Then let me finish talking.
He's being very rude. He put his hand right, I mean, not right up in my face, but pretty darn close to it to get me to stop talking to him. And, you know, these guys love
right.
to.
This isn't some, you know, mom-and-pop business where they can change their policy on the fly. This is a courthouse, and their policies are published.
Supposedly. At one point, he points me to a, you know, an order that had been printed out and posted on the wall of the courthouse. I went and looked at that order and determined, because I know a thing or two about this here court system, having basically it been my hobby for the last, one of my hobbies for the last several years. This order in particular has actually been superseded by a newer order that I am well aware of because it had directly to do with recording in court lobbies, and it's an issue I'm very much concerned with. So I was well aware that this order was outdated, and I pointed that out to him. But nonetheless, it didn't matter, of course. They're going to do whatever they want to. And I was in this very same courthouse a week prior recording Daryl's a different hearing for a different person. They, multiple times in this courthouse, have allowed more than one camera into the courtroom. Now, the judge has total discretion on this matter. If the judge decides that the judge would only like one camera in the courtroom, that's it. End of story. There's only one camera allowed in the courtroom. If the judge is okay with there being 2, 3, 4 cameras in the courtroom, that's okay too.
But it's not policy.
Right.
The policy is the judge can say whatever they want, and he didn't say that the judge has said
No, he said the policy is there will only be one camera allowed in the courtroom. And that's just a flat-out lie. And he also said the policy is 24 hours notice to record in the courtroom. Also a lie. There was a time at which, last year, when they were cracking down real hard on court security because of activists toting cameras in their lobbies, when they were cracking down real hard, they tried to require a 24 or 48 hour notice. I forget which one it was, but a couple days notice.
I heard it was 48, but
yeah, it was 48. Whatever.
Speaking to the way the two of you were relating to each other and treating each other in normal human interaction, if he said something that wasn't true and you said, hey, that's not true, the normal thing would be to sit and wait to hear what you had to say and then respond to it. But when you are the duly constituted violent guy in the room, governments as they are constituted are violent things. When that is the paradigm, it's important that you don't. That you shut people like you off,
mm-hmm.
and you maintain control at all times.
Yep. And of course, I'm not someone who likes to be controlled, and I have experience at these things. So, you know, had I been some schmo who just come into the courthouse for the first time ever with the wild haired idea to record a hearing, I'd have probably believed the guy because, you know, he's authoritarian. He's got that demeanor. He knows he appears to know what he's talking about. He seems to be in charge. And most people would have said, oh, OK, I'm sorry. I didn't follow 48 hour notice. I'm sorry. I didn't know that, officer, but I know better. So I'm willing to speak up for what I know about. And then later on in this video, they also attempt to prevent us from even going upstairs. Again, I have my camera in my bag at this point. I'm not recording anything. And I had, you know, just started walking up the stairs. As I'm walking up, I'm not going to play this part of the video because the audio wasn't very good during it. But as I'm walking up the stairs, Daryl's following behind me. Pete's behind me from coplock.org. Pete and I get up the stairs first. Daryl's still kind of halfway up the stairs at the time one of the court officers bellows to him that you can't go up the stairs with cameras. Well, I was up the stairs with a camera a week ago, and prior to that, multiple times. So I asked them later, did you change your rules about this? And he claims that they didn't change their rules. But there are no rules. These rules aren't written down anywhere. James, who was recording the video, asked to be shown the rules. He was not shown them, because they don't exist. It's just bureaucrats making stuff up on the spot. It's absolutely ridiculous. So James is recording a lot of this audio, like a lot of the stuff that's going on, and they're kind of focused. They're not really focused on him recording. They tell him that he's not allowed to record, but then they focus more on me and Pete and Daryl. Like, there's enough activists there to really kind of throw him for a loop. They're not sure where to focus their energies. And eventually they finally focus back on James because he's the guy obviously recording things. They finally focus on him. They tell him that he needs to turn it off or he needs to leave the building. And he hasn't turned it off. He's kind of like moving over slowly towards the door, backing towards the door, and they come at him like, you know, as I said before, like a pack of wolves. Like, they're surrounding him. They're closing in on him. And I'm watching this, and I know how this goes. You know, they get you up against that wall, and then it's curtains. I mean, you're under arrest. They grab the handcuffs, and you're going down to the catacombs at that point. Had he stayed where he was for 5 more seconds, I have no doubt that these men would have arrested him. He managed to kind of scoot out from around one of them and move towards the door to escape their grasp, basically, and they let him go. They didn't run after him and grab him or anything like that. Mark, you saw the video before the show started tonight.
They did go hassle him, though.
Well, they told him that not to stand in front of the door so it didn't let the heat out. Yeah, I get that, but... But what were your impressions, Mark, of the video as you had seen it?
Well, it seemed to me that they were, you know, that they'd been given some kind of order, no cameras, and that they were, you know, doing their best to enforce it. You're right, there's no rhyme or reason for their rules, and they just make this stuff up as they go. At least it has that appearance when last week you're in there recording and this week you can't. Oh, no, it's always been the rule. You know, whatever. You know, the people want consistency, and the policy there says that you're allowed to go to the clerk of the court's office with a camera and record and be able to take pictures of pages that you get there. So obviously cameras are allowed, but you know, at what point can you use the camera? You can't use the camera. It's just crazy.
It's so arbitrary.
Why in the world can a person not a member of the public not film in the lobby of a public building?
Coming up, your calls, but it's this way, by the way, in a lot of places. If you don't believe it's this way in your local courthouse, take a video camera down there and turn it on inside the lobby and see what happens. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality, storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality, storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free. Enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. The webcam's there. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact because the chat room is built into the same page. So other listeners are in there during the show, and you can go there now if you'd like. Cam.FreeTalkLive.com. We'll get you there. That's Cam.FreeTalkLive.com.
Freeze-dried or stored foods, these things are important to have in the case of some kind of emergency. All kinds of emergencies can occur, and it's a good idea to have food on hand, whether it's just unemployment or some kind of natural disaster to some kind of economic collapse. We don't know what's going to be occurring in the next couple of years, especially with the world's reserve currency being inflated at an unprecedented rate. BuyEmergencyFoods.com. It has a lot of advantages over the other stored food manufacturers out there. Their legacy premium brand is 100% certified GMO-free, has zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, and among, you know, they're the only one that does this in many ways. They're the only one that also that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. So no oxygen, no degradation. This food will be good for 25 years or more, and they've got they're half the rate of all the other competitors. You know, they're half the rate of the average of all the competitors, and less than all the competitors. Go see, go to buyemergencyfoods.com. There's a chart there where you can compare the competitors. I looked at their least costly bucket, which of course means that you could do better per meal on this,
mm-hmm.
but. Even if you were just buying it as food you were going to eat today, and we had these earlier this week, Ian. Or was it last week? Recently, and they were very good.
What was the meal called exactly?
This was, I don't know, the word enchilada was in it.
Yeah.
And it was really, really tasty. And for something that didn't have any MSG in it, wow, it was darn tasty.
It was really good, yeah.
Yeah. So it's $2.33 a meal if you get the most costly option that they have on their website. Mm-hmm. Now, they have significantly less costly options. Two people can eat for a year on their $4,000, for 1 year, on the 1 year bucket there for $4,000. Yep. Use coupon code FTL to save an additional 5% off. When you start talking about these rates, it's certainly makes sense. So that's coupon code FTL. They also have vegetarian and gluten-free options for those that
awesome.
To whom that matters. It's BuyEmergencyFoods. That S is important. BuyEmergencyFoods.com. Coupon code FTL.
Mark, 2 weeks ago we talked about food shortages and libertarian fear-mongering, and I went into that conversation pretty optimistic about the future, blithely optimistic, I would say. My optimism was based on markets and my confidence in markets to handle scarcity. But Americans, by and large, are socialists, and they don't believe in markets, or they're afraid of they don't understand how the price mechanism can handle scarcity. So people should concern about the price of food and what can happen is totally legit.
Absolutely. Things do happen. I mean, look at the aftermath of the recent hurricane in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, people could make fun of preppers all they want, but the preppers were ready in that circumstance for what came their way, and I'm sure they're far better off than those who weren't.
Johnny Ray, I checked on something that you'd asked about, and I just couldn't look it up while I was in the middle of talking and being on the air, but you had asked me about without prejudice,
yeah,
as a legal term, or with prejudice. There's with and without prejudice, because we were discussing your tactic that you've used in court a couple of times and have had success, where you will wait until, first of all, you don't receive a witness list from the prosecutor, and in New Hampshire, at least, they have to send you one. If you're going to go to a trial, it's their requirement, part of the court rules, they have to send you a witness list within 14, or before 14 days before the start of the trial. And they didn't do that. So what you did was you waited for the first witness to be sworn in. Then you, put forth an objection, motion to dismiss, based on the fact that the prosecutor didn't follow the rules. They didn't send you a witness list. And you'd said that jeopardy attaches to the case after that first witness is sworn in.
Yeah, after the witness was sworn in, after the prosecutor asked him the first question, I objected. I objected to the witness. I said, this witness cannot this witness can't be here, can't be right. be providing testimony. So the prosecution was they were unable to proceed with the case.
And so because you did that, the whole case, it has to be thrown out with prejudice. I brought that term up. You weren't familiar with it, so I went to Wikipedia, got the definition. In general, the rule for whether or not a case is dismissed with or without prejudice depends on what condition the case is in and whether jeopardy has attached to the case. If jeopardy is attached to a case, a dismissal or resolution is with prejudice, and the case can never be litigated again. They cannot bring that exact set of charges or a very similar set of charges back against you for that same action. So, in the case of a trial by jury, jeopardy attaches when the jury is impaneled, and a dismissal at that point must be with prejudice. In the case of a bench trial, which is the trials you were in, where it's just a judge, then jeopardy is attached when the first witness in the case is sworn. So you were totally doing things at the right time. Just the legal term you didn't realize is that when that case was thrown out, it was thrown out with prejudice, meaning they couldn't bring it back around against you again. And prejudice is a legal term with different meanings when used in criminal, civil, or common law. But in general, an action taken with prejudice indicates misconduct on the party who filed the claim and forbids that party from refiling a case, while without prejudice often refers to procedural problems where the party is allowed to refile. So there you go.
Illuminating.
Indeed. So 855-450-FREE. Mark, we were going to talk last night about a teenager who was strip searched at a school. Do you have that story?
Indeed. This is from chicago.cbslocal.com. The parents of a 15-year-old boy who was allegedly strip-searched at a high school last month have filed a lawsuit against the Chicago Public Schools. In an exclusive interview with CBS2 investigator Pam Zekman, the boy and his outraged parents described what happened. "He came home crying, so I asked him why he was crying," said the boy's father, Anthony Woodman, and he was like hysterical. "He tells me that he's been strip-searched. It allegedly happened at Taft High School last month." His mother, Michelle Woodman, said she'd contacted the CBS2 investigators, so this doesn't happen to anyone else. "No one should go through what our son went through." The student said two security guards, a Chicago police officer, and a female assistant principal, took him from a room where he was serving an in-school suspension to a nearby washroom second floor.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I haven't read this story. They were looking for drugs.
Yes, they were.
Okay. It's probably pot.
It's interesting. What sounds like went on here is that somebody went into some bathroom that wasn't assigned to them. Right?
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't mention the genders of the security personnel here. Two security guards, a Chicago police officer. Neither one of those is sort of gender specific. Those three people aren't gender specific. So mm-hmm. It leaves me to believe that they're male, just because those are sort of male-oriented careers.
Tends to be, yep.
And they only mentioned that he was strip searched in front of one woman.
Mm.
So I'm left that way, but I'm guessing this lady didn't belong in this bathroom in the first place. But took him from the room where he was serving in-school suspension up to a washroom on the second floor. Asked if the officer or assistant principal said anything, the student said, "They told me they had an anonymous tip. They were looking for drugs."
Ooh, let's come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. Strip searched on an anonymous tip. That's even worse. We'll come up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More to come about the strip search of one teenager at a high school based on an anonymous tip. 855-450-3733. That's the number. You may bring up anything you want. Maybe you've got an experience that you'd like to share, whether it's from your school experience or elsewhere. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live. That's the point of the show. You can take control of the airwaves.
We were just talking about preparedness, and there's a great book if you want to be prepared for some kind of emergency, whether it's weather-related or an EMP or all kinds of different possibilities. It's Strategic Survival. This is a book, and you can go to strategicsurvival.com. You can read the fourth chapter. It's available to you for free there. It'll give you preparedness for specific instances, ways that you can train and practice to add confidence and experience, to get you some kind of understanding of what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about. The specific tools and items that you'll need, down to name brands that have always already been researched. It's Strategic Survival, and you can get the Kindle version is on sale. It's the end of the world sale. Hey, it's not too often the end of the world's rolling around. The end of the world sale, it's going on right now, and the Kindle version is on sale for $1.99. Most of the content is meant for preparation for an emergency, so the Kindle version is nearly as useful as the dead tree version. So I'd recommend go get the Kindle version, read strategic survival in its entirety. And then if you feel you need to have a dead tree copy for your bug out bag, you can get that too.
Good idea.
It's strategicsurvival.com, and you can go right there and get the Kindle version is available for you for it on sale right now.
So we're talking about a Chicago high school student who was taken out of class, I believe.
That's right.
Taken into the bathroom.
Yep.
And
the washroom.
Then, they then proceeded to strip him naked. Oh, almost naked or naked?
Almost naked.
Down to his undies.
That's right.
What happened?
He said while one of the officers watched, they were looking for drugs, like you said. One of the while the others,
on an anonymous tip.
Yep. While the others watched, one of the security guards put him up against the wall of a bathroom stall so that his back was to the guards, and then he searched me with my clothes on, the boy said. Then he told me to remove my belt. As I undid my belt, he pulled my pants and underwear down to my knees. I'm sorry, I was under the impression that he had his underwear on for this previously.
Okay, I thought it was straight to I thought I'd heard about this. And that it was naked, so.
Okay. And after that, he started grabbing and searching my privates, the boy
said. After he was stripped naked,
mm-hmm.
He was then fondled.
That's the idea, yeah.
Wow.
He said they did not find any drugs. Records.
Where are you going to? I mean, I've been to jail, and I know what the strip search is like in jail. They don't even fondle you in jail.
I've never been, no.
I mean, this is a male we're talking about here. There aren't really. You know, unless they're going to do a cavity search, there's nowhere on your scrotum, for instance, that you could hide drugs. I mean, I suppose maybe you could tape something to the underside of it, but that seems pretty unlikely.
Well, I tend to wonder about this. I mean, the story's so outlandish that, I'm kind of...
You think he's lying?
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's no corroboration for his for his claim. And this is the difficulty that this young man's going to have and the family's going to have.
There might be a way to corroborate the claim that he was taken out of class by security agents.
You can get him to the bathroom. Whatever happens after that, these people are going to get together and their story is going to be different than what his story is. That much you can be certain of.
Well, you know, I believe the story. I think it's totally plausible. And if the bureaucrats
believe anything that anybody says against some kind of government worker.
If the government bureaucrats wanted to make sure their butts were covered, they should have had a video camera there.
I'll agree with you on that. I mean, if it's absolutely, why in the world would these people be doing something like this without taking some kind of video of it?
Yeah.
I mean, they should be able to shove this kind of accusation. Should absolutely be, laid bare by,
so to speak.
Yeah, by a video recording. Oh, well, this kid's lying. And that should be.
What do you got to hide? Why not bring out a video camera? I mean, if you're not going to strip search the kid all the way down to his junk, then there's no problem with recording that.
Yep.
For what it's worth, I hear this story and I say the security guys are pedophiles, plain and simple.
Could very well be. Although, technically, that wouldn't be pedophile. He's 17.
I don't know. It's
a high school.
High school, something like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, parents are upset.
Yeah, the kid's been diagnosed with some kind of emotional disorder in the past, and he was in school suspension, and he's had all kinds of trouble and things like that. And this is the question that I really want to ask from this story, is not whether or not you believed this kid was strip searched, because it could have happened, it couldn't have happened, it might not have happened. It's difficult to say.
It's not the first story that we've heard like this. There has been a story of a female student. I don't recall what the, grade was, but there was a story about a female student being stripped down. I don't know if it was naked, but to her underwear at the very least, and made to feel very uncomfortable. So this isn't the first time it's happened. And all of this over an anonymous drug tip?
Yeah. Now, this is part of it here, is that they can go do whatever they want on a tip.
Right.
And that's just ridiculous. I wouldn't doubt for a second that this kid was searched in some way. I don't doubt that at all. By the way, he's 15.
Okay.
And they're claiming that he's got all kinds of emotional problems for him. They said this is humiliating for his son. It's adversely affected him. He's withdrawn. He sleeps with his clothes on. He's had nightmares. Mm. He's very angry. He's depressed. And he's not the same person.
That seems believable. I mean, it's a traumatic occurrence.
Yeah, the assistant superintendent who allegedly watched the strip search declined comment. Mm. And, they, of course, no one can comment on this because, well, it's just not a, you know, it's an open investigation. CPS says that no washroom searches are allowed and this isn't okay. So
I know how, that's Chicago Public Schools, CPS. Yep. I know how teenagers can be. And if teenagers, who can be very nasty to one another, knew that by simply giving an anonymous tip to school administration that they could subject someone who they consider their enemy,
mm-hmm.
or someone they want to pick on, to, even if it wasn't a strip search, just to be humiliated with some sort of a search, some kind of a, you know, invasive search, or worse, if they knew it was a strip search, either of these options, if you knew that you could get that kind of response by simply submitting an anonymous tip on the person that you think, you know, you don't like, or that, you know, hurt you or upset you in some way, that could really cause some serious problems. Like, I could see people that I knew or myself as a teenager doing something like that.
I wouldn't doubt for a second that some teenagers would, participate in that. But the question I really am asked myself is, there are all kinds. I went to public school for 4 years. I went to private school for like 9 or something like that. And there were one distinct difference between public school and private school was students that wanted to be there. And, when I was dealing in public school, there were a lot of kids that really didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now many places have made it up to 18 is mandatory to be in school.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to get a job, between the ages of 16 and 18. When I was in school, it was 16 was the mandatory age. And, you know, that kind of weeded them out. The freshman class was the size of the other three classes combined.
Wow.
In my high school. It was like a 1,600 student high school, 800 of them were freshmen, and then the rest were juniors, sophomores, and seniors. And this is the problem, is you can't really kick these kids out. This kid doesn't want to be in school. He's just ruining the experience for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a troubled kid, and I don't know, it looks like he is, he's really just ruining the experience for everybody else. It's really difficult to learn in a class where one kid doesn't want to be there.
Mm.
And
you're going to act up, cause trouble.
They just don't seem
take the teacher's attention.
Seem to have a system for dealing with this. So,
well, it's called the referral system, where they get written up, get a pink slip, basically, taken to the principal's office and issued some sort of a punishment. And that's supposedly going to solve the problem, just like putting people in jail supposedly solves the problem with recidivism, which that's just not the case.
Yeah, and the parents are obviously in an antagonistic situation with the school. That shouldn't be the case either. If schools were set up, if it was a free market in education, then people would be sending their kids to the schools they wanted to send them to, and the parents would be happy about that situation.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, your school and the experiences, if you want to share those too. Coming up, how about getting jabbed with needles? Johnny Ray may have some news that'll make you feel better. Please come by.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Now more with Free Talk Live. We will take your call, if you make them, about what you would like at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll take your bitcoins if you have some you'd like to share with us. We've got the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. One of the many ways that you can help support the show, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. What else can you learn on that link, Mark?
There's all kinds of links there, at least a few links there that you can go to find some more links to do your research on bitcoins. If you want to find out about this new online peer-to-peer open source alternative currency that allows one to do business on the internet without having to pay fees, without having, you know, you can send money anywhere in the world, you don't have to pay fees in order to do it. There's online wallets that allow you to send money to people's cell phones, to their Facebook accounts, to their email addresses. You could do all that with bitcoins. You sure can't do that with regular money. This is a leap forward in the area of currency. And if you want to get some bitcoins, the place to go is BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, easiest way for you to get some bitcoins. You can trade your U.S. dollars, which we know are devaluing, for bitcoins, which from what we've been able to see are on an upward trend as far as value goes.
13-something today. 13
yep.
bucks.
Yeah, it's
13.30 or something.
It's like 13 and a half at Mt.
Yeah.
Gox. 13.5.
Is right now? 13.62 is what I got.
Wow.
Anyway, so, you know, they move all over the place.
It's gone up in the past 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And it'll go down in the at some point in the relatively near future, too. But it's trending upward, and I think that that's what's important in this area. So BitInstant.com to get your bitcoins. If you want to find out more, you can just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a link to BitInstant.com there, too.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to need the all the listeners out there to just kind of hold off on their bitcoin purchases for a while, because I need to get more before the price goes up anymore.
Because if a bunch of people go and buy, then the price will go up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Demand.
demand and supply. Yeah, they don't get the Bitcoin. There's no Bitcoin corporation, so they don't get to. There's no Bitcoin government. They don't get to just pull a handle and double the Bitcoin supply. You can't inflate this currency at the swipe of a pen. It doesn't work that way.
The Bitcoins are inflated regularly by 25 coins approximately every 10 minutes.
That's about right. And that's the mining algorithm right now.
But eventually they're going to run out. There's a prescribed time or amount of Bitcoins past which they cannot increase.
I think it's 2040.
Okay.
Is the projected time. So, right. I mean, we're a ways off from that. Currently, there are about 11 million bitcoins or something like that in creation. There will be a total of 21 million before it's all over.
Got it. So, we're sharing with you interesting stuff that you need to know about. And, Johnny Ray, you've got something that will be great news, hopefully, for people that are a little bit shy about getting jabbed with needles.
Sure. Porcupines inspire less painful needles. We got a lot of porcupines up here in New Hampshire. I've seen a pit bull attack a porcupine.
In real life, not like in a photograph?
Not like in a photograph or a video. What I actually saw was the aftermath of it. I heard a dog yelping in the woods, and
it
wasn't...
Fest?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I was in...
I was thinking Adam Kokesh's dog wasn't a porcupine. It was he got sprayed by a skunk at Porkfest this year. I think it was a skunk. Anyway.
By Tech News Daily staff, LifeScience.com, porcupine quills could inspire a new class of less painful medical needles that slide effortlessly through flesh, scientists say.
Hmm.
In a new study, researchers examined porcupine quills to characterize the forces they need to enter and exit the skin. The researchers used as their model the North American porcupine, which has about 30,000 barbed quills to defend against predators.
Yeah, if you've never seen it, if you Google porcupine and dog or something like that, you'll see some pictures of what looks like a horrible encounter.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Each quill is several centimeters long with tips covered in microscopic, backward-facing barbs. These barbs, this is the part that confused me at first, but I understood a little bit after I digested it. These barbs allow the quills to slide easily into flesh, but make them difficult to pull out.
Hmm.
The barbs act to localize the penetration forces, allowing the quills to tear through tissue fibers much more easily, just as a serrated knife cuts through tomato skin far more cleanly than a straight-edged knife.
Hmm.
When it comes to the force required for the pullout, the barbs act like anchors that keep the quill from
exiting. They sure do.
Using what they've learned, the researchers have already created a synthetic porcupine quill that they will test in a variety of medical applications.
Neat.
They think the synthetic quills could be tweaked so they can penetrate tissue easily
and
without being as difficult to remove as real porcupine quills. I read this story. It was cool, and I started looking around. There's a whole science. There's a much broader topic called biomimicry biomimetics.
That's right.
And they basically use the natural world to inspire their designs.
So nature-inspired technology, basically?
Yes.
Neat. That makes sense, right? I mean, well, why not put billions of years of evolution to work for you?
Exactly. There are... Let me grab my notebook.
Why reinvent the wheel, you know?
You know, I wonder...
Nature gets it right most of the time.
Is it really biomimicry, though, if they're going to tweak the porcupine? I mean, you know,
it's inspired. It's porcupine
inspired. I got it.
Yeah, they're using the porcupine quills. They've taken these porcupine quills and they've been able to remove the barbs, so it's a smooth quill. And the quills with the barbs require, according to the story, 60-70% less force to penetrate the tissue.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that means that they'll be less likely to miss the veins, the rolling veins. Will it hold on to the tissue in the right place so that they can catch those hard-to-hit veins?
Maybe so. And they've also used this concept for sutures, for medical sutures instead of staples.
Hmm.
the barbs.
Yeah.
You know, the barbs on the equipment sort of hold the flesh together.
Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. I found a whole world of really fascinating stuff. There are butterfly wings and peacock feathers. You know the colors that come off of them?
Sure. Okay.
That color actually comes from just naturally reflected sunlight. It doesn't come from pigments. It comes from the shape of the structures of those feathers. It sounds strange, but the shapes...
It's not from pigments. It's from the shape of the feathers.
Yeah. So the light...
So they're refracting different wavelengths,
exactly,
basically?
Exactly. Exactly, huh. Yeah. And Qualcomm used that in some of their phone displays.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep, they used that idea to create displays that used less energy. Maybe you guys have heard about some of these buildings that have been... that were inspired by termite mounds?
No, I've not heard. This is a totally new concept.
They don't sound attractive. Go ahead.
Well, termite mounds in the desert. The desert has, as you know, has very large fluctuations in temperature. It can go from 0 degrees Celsius at night to 40 degrees Celsius during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And these termite mounds, throughout that time, maintain a pretty constant temperature of like 30 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
They've got these, they're built, the termites build them with these like chimney-like flues in them. And throughout the day, they're like walling these flues up in certain places and opening them up and, mm-hmm. and putting mud here and there. And it may, and the air moves, the hot air, the air moves around. And it keeps
so they've got their own little HVAC system going on.
Exactly, exactly. There was a complex in Harare, Zimbabwe, maybe.
I certainly would know where Harare is.
That was built.
Have we attacked that place? I don't know where it is.
I haven't attacked anywhere.
That's right.
Good point. That was built with this. That with this tech.
If you had, you'd know where it was, though.
Presumably,
this termite technology. It doesn't have air conditioning, but it maintains a constant temperature.
Huh.
The termite mounds, they have this like blade shape. So in the morning, the sun is low on the horizon and it's facing these termite mounds and it warms them up in the morning.
So it hits and heats them up.
Then as the sun gets higher overhead, it's facing
less surface area.
Yeah, it's facing the cross section. The surface area is much smaller, and that's part of this.
Damn, that's
this
smart
efficiency that these termites take advantage of.
Useful information. Like to look forward to hearing more about that in the future. And Johnny Ray, as always, Mark, thanks for coming in tonight. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. And I did post, by the way, the Concord video that we were discussing earlier on our Twitter and Facebook. You can go and check it out there for yourself, the full version. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.